It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great hump day. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is January 12th of 2022. And a couple great guests lined up to come your way this hour. And a whole lot more. Thanks so much for being here, however you are tuned in. Whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Speaking of the website, that's where you get the podcast of this show and a whole lot of other great content. Bookmark it, make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, and check us out on social media. We're on Twitter. Give us a follow at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at Real Colbert, and like the Facebook page. Type in 1650 102.3 The Fan. You see it pop up. Hammer that like button. You'll be ready to go. Speaking of my Twitter, you may have seen last night pumping out the content after midnight. Yeah, it was burning the midnight oil at McLeod Center last night as the UNI Panthers were able to extend their winning streak to 4 games. I'll have more details on it in just a moment, but an overtime victory for the Panthers over Indiana State, who dressed only 7 players last night in that game as a result of health and safety protocols. But that game, and, you know, I'm hearing this term used more and more. I know I heard it somewhere. I'm not going to say that I'm the one that came up with it. But that game last night at McLeod Center was drunk, like bachelor party drunk, like New Year's Eve drunk. What I watched, I just struggled to make sense out of. It was just punch, counterpunch. But credit to Indiana State because, like I mentioned, even though they had the 7 guys, they were the ones that landed the first punch. UNI, to its credit, was able to counterpunch multiple times, and Indiana State had an answer until the very end of the game when they allowed overtime to happen, and that was the kiss of death for the Sycamores. But a really good game, and Noah Carter just continues to play outstanding basketball for these Panthers. He seems to be the guy on this team, among some others, but really Noah Carter stands out among everybody else on a talented roster that Ben Jacobson and his staff have. That with A.J. Green being back, and we've seen A.J. Green do A.J. Green things a number of times this season. We've also seen a few games where A.J. hasn't necessarily had it. You know, his shot's been off. I'd say last night's performance for A.J. landed somewhere in the middle, but pretty consistently this season, Noah Carter has been a huge factor for the Panthers, and the Dubuque native is able to score at all 3 levels. He can shoot the 3. He can score in the mid-range. He can score on the block. He can score in that 5 to 8, 9 foot range, which I think is, you know, kind of, I don't know if I'd call that your traditional mid-range area. He's got those extended post shots that he can drop in. He really just has a knack, as I've heard Ben Jacobson and assistant coach Eric Crawford both say recently. He just got a knack for putting the ball in the hoop. And it's really been something to watch. So for a lot of people who are probably bigger Iowa State fans or bigger Iowa fans, this UNI team It's got great potential, and it seems to be getting closer and closer to realizing it. And last night was another step in that direction, although a little bit of a sideways step, too, if we're being completely honest. Panthers did not play very good defensively, but given what they have in terms of offensive talent, they were able to overcome those shortcomings. And so the defensive flashes have been there in this, particularly in this four-game winning streak, the first two games, blowout wins over Evansville last Sunday, or Sunday before last, and then last Wednesday against Valpo. I'm really curious to see how far the Panthers can take this, whether it's, you know, actually continuing to win game after game. Maybe they run it up to 7, 8, 9 in a row. Who knows? I think it's hard to say what is or is not possible for this particular team of Ben Jacobson's. I think we could be talking about something 10 out of 12 or something of that nature. So if you haven't been paying too close attention to the Panthers, it's hard to blame you. They didn't get off to a very good start this season, but they have been playing really good basketball as of late, and a really exciting brand of basketball, too. Last night, like I mentioned, weird. Quite frankly, like I said, it was that game was drunk. But moving forward here, I would suggest if you see the Panthers, and a lot of times with the Missouri Valley, that's on ESPN Plus, but that's money well spent. You get that whole entire ESPN library. I am the last person that wants to carry water for the mouse in Disney, but it is. It's a good return on your investment. So I would say, hey, check it out. $5 a month going forward if you don't, and you're not able to find the Panthers usually on your television. The Iowa State Cyclones, on the other hand, my goodness, catching up with that game after I got home, watching the highlights, finding out about that controversial no call. It wasn't even controversial. Was that McCormack from Kansas? Absolutely goaltended. Brockington's layup had already hit the backboard, and then he swatted it away. It would have been a potential, it would have been a go-ahead layup had it gone through the hoop. It looked like it would have with a 1:48 left in the game. Now, albeit handful of possessions left in that game after that blown call that, as I understand too, was like not was just completely glossed over by the crew that was announcing that game last night, and that was also an ESPN Plus game. So it's funny how calls get missed at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas. It's really funny how that happens. But the Iowa State Cyclones fall short 62-61, and college basketball television analyst Kevin Lehman is going to join us today on the show in the next segment. And I'm just going to ask Coach flat out, do you think Iowa State has to go 9-9? Because if Iowa State goes 9-9 in Big 12 play, now mind you, 1-3, that's the start that they're off to right now. If the Cyclones are able to finish what would be 8-6 in Big 12 play, they're 21-9. They're in the NCAA tournament at that point, because the Big 12 is very impressive, at least right now. And there is a little bit of cannibalism going on, as Texas Tech defeated Baylor last night, top-ranked Baylor, to give the Bears their first loss of the season. Now there are no remaining undefeated teams in college basketball. And the Red Raiders were coming off a win against Kansas, the aforementioned Jayhawks, on Sunday night. So Chris Beard goes to Texas, but the Red Raiders continue to be a really formidable program post-Chris Beard in the Big 12. So as far as, you know, honing in on a particular conference right now, you can't go wrong with Big 12 basketball, I'll say that much. But we'll talk you and I, Iowa State, Iowa, and Drake, if time permits, with the coach, Kevin Lehman, college basketball television analyst, in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking hoops with Coach, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim, come back from that break, and we'll hear from Bruce Dahl, the Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach. Wolverines, top-ranked in Class 2A, 10-1 overall, 3-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League, and Coach Dahl joins us and tells us about Dyke New Hartford girls basketball in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back and wrap up the program. That is on the agenda right now, area sports news and scores. Last night in Metro boys and girls basketball, the 10th-ranked Cedar Falls boys won at Cedar Rapids, Washington, 56-51, while the 10th-ranked Tiger Girls were upset by the 15th-ranked Warriors, 65-61. The Waterloo East boys lost at home, 89-68, to Cedar Rapids Kennedy, while the Trojan Girls lost at Kennedy, 59-46. The 3rd-ranked Waterloo West girls cruised to a 64-43 win over Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and in a girl-boy doubleheader at Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, the Waterloo Columbus girls won 37-30, while the Sailor boys lost 82-52 to the 6th-ranked Rebels. As I mentioned, 15th-ranked Iowa State fell short 62-61 at number 9 Kansas last night. Isaiah Brockington hit a go-ahead jumper with 16 seconds remaining, but the Jayhawks' DeJuan Harris hit the game-winning layup with 4 seconds left. The loss drops Iowa State to 13-3 overall and 1-3 in the Big 12. The Cyclones return to action this Saturday at home against Texas. Coverage begins at noon here on The Fan. The 9th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team won 73-70 at number 25 Kansas State last night, trailing 70-69 with 9.7 seconds remaining. Maggie Epson-Miller-McGraw banked in a three-pointer off an inbounds play for the win. The Cyclones are now 15-1 overall this season and are the only remaining unbeaten team in Big 12 play at 3-0. The UNI men's basketball team, as I mentioned, extended its winning streak to 4 games last night with a 17-point comeback win in overtime, 80-74 against Indiana State at McLeod Center. The aforementioned Noah Carter led the way with 17 points, and he sparked a second-half 15-2 run that helped force overtime. A.J. Green joined Carter in double figures with 16 points. Green hit 2 free throws and a turnaround jump shot in the final 30 seconds of regulation to force OT. UNI outscored the Sycamores 8-2 in the extra period, got 6 of its points at the free throw line. Panthers are now 8-7 overall and 4-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Tonight in men's college basketball, Drake is hosting Illinois State. The Bulldogs enter tonight's game 11-5 overall, 2-1 in the Valley. Tip-off at Knapp Center is at 7. Tomorrow night in men's college basketball, the 11-4 Iowa Hawkeyes play host to 12-3 Indiana. The Hawkeyes are looking to bounce back from an 87-78 loss at number 23 Wisconsin last Thursday. Tip-off tomorrow night at Carver Hawkeye Arena is at 8. Sticking with the Hawkeyes, Iowa junior linebacker and Cedar Falls native Jack Campbell announced today that he's returning for his senior season. Campbell led the Hawkeyes in tackles this season with 143. He also intercepted 2 passes, forced 2 fumbles, recovered another, and scored 2 touchdowns. The Big Ten Conference announced its 2022 football schedule today. The Hawkeyes open their 2022 season with 3 straight home games before beginning Big Ten play September 24th at Rutgers. The Hawkeyes open the season September 3rd in Kinnick Stadium, hosting South Dakota State. That's a tough game. And the annual Cy-Hawk game against Iowa State is on September 10th. Iowa's Big Ten home opener takes place October 1st. The Hawkeyes host none other than defending conference champion Michigan. For the complete schedule, you can go to HawkeyeSports.com. The Waterloo Blackhawks acquired Switzerland native Ray Fust today in a trade with the Sioux Falls Stampede in exchange for forward Michael Lestarza. The 19-year-old Fust is spending his first season in the USHL. Skating for Sioux Falls, he had 4 goals and 4 assists in 22 games. As part of Wednesday's trade, Waterloo will receive up to 3 selections in future USHL drafts in exchange for 1 conditional pick in 2023. The Wartburg basketball teams host Co tonight in American Rivers Conference play. The women's game starts at 5:30. Men's game follows. In conference action, the Wartburg women's team is 4-1 and a game behind first place Simpson, while the Knights men's team is in first place in the ARC with a 5-0 record. All right, there you have it. Let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we're talking college hoops with the coach. College basketball television analyst Kevin Lehman joins us next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
And it's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com. The Giants kicked off their general manager interviews with Bills assistant Joe Shane and Cards exec Adrian Wilson after firing Joe Judge yesterday. Co-owner John Mara said today they dug themselves a hole so deep the only way out was to blow it up again. The Giants' last 3 coaches now have not made it to year 3. The Bears asked Patriots permission to talk to their VP of personnel, Elliot Wolf. The Bucs have designated three players to return from injured reserve, linebacker Lavonte David and running backs Leonard Fournette and Gio Bernard. Za'Darius Smith back in practice for the Packers, who have a first-round bye. And Eric Weddle is coming out of retirement to join the Rams, who have avoided safety with Jordan Fuller out for the year with an ankle injury. The Sixers have won seven straight and host the Hornets, and Philly has been riding the hot hand of Joel Embiid, who had 30 points or more in every game during this streak.
Hold myself to, you know, that standard of, you know, trying to, you know, win and, you know, be, you know, the best or one of the best ever.
The Mavericks take a six-game winning streak to New York to face the Knicks. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show, we have our Super Bowl draft, plus new Dukehead football coach Mike Elko stops by, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Big East men's basketball tonight on The Fan. Coverage of UConn at St. John's begins at 7:15.
Steven Spielberg famously said, "The delicate balance of mentoring someone is not creating them in their own image, but giving them the opportunity to create themselves." The Cedar Falls School District would like to take this opportunity to honor its 2021 award-winning mentors. Sincerest congratulations to the following: Jen Paulson, Sarah Carlson, Hannah Tucson, and Troy Becker on receiving prestigious awards within their respected fields of expertise. Jen Paulson, teacher at Holmes Junior High, has been awarded the Distinguished Service Award by the Iowa Council of Teachers of English. Sarah Carlson, teacher at Pete Junior High, has been awarded the Don Fett Award by the Iowa Council for the Social Studies. Hannah Tucson, teacher at Southdale Elementary, has been chosen as the Art Educator of Iowa's Outstanding Elementary Art Educator. And Tiger Pride Activities Director Troy Becker has been named the 2021-22 Northeast District High School Athletics and Activities Director of the Year. Congratulations, one and all, from the Cedar Falls School District.
Cedar Falls School, every student, every day.
Winter weather is tough on our vehicles. At Tommy's Express Car Wash, we can clear away the salt, slush, and sand and leave your vehicle shiny like new. Our state-of-the-art dryers will quickly dry your vehicle, while our new ceramic wax will protect your paint all winter long. Just stop in our location at 3110 University Drive in Waterloo to keep the winter blues away and find out about our memberships. Tommy's Express Car Wash. It's your time to shine.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Wild card weekend underway Saturday. The latest odds for NFL MVP. Aaron Rodgers, the heavy favorite, minus 400. Tom Brady, plus 400. Cooper Kupp at plus 2,000. And Joe Burrow at plus 2,500. Cameron Smith, after his record-setting win in the Century Tournament of Champions, now the odds-on favorite to win the Sony Open, underway tomorrow, plus 1,000. Webb Simpson and Sungjae Im at plus 1,600. Hideki Matsuyama and Mark Leishman each at plus 1,800. NBA tonight, the Bulls at home against the Nets. Chicago at 27-11 and in first place in the division, a one-point favorite over Brooklyn at home, 226.5 total.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 9 a.m. Friday and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 24, west winds at around 5 miles an hour. High of 36 tomorrow. Cloudy tomorrow night, 22. A dusting of snow tonight with another 4 to 8 inches Friday through Friday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 42.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
We're going to try to have some fun with the coach. College basketball television analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest. Right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company. And Coach, as always, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Listening to the action update there for all of our sports wagering folks in the crowd, they were talking about how my Chicago Bulls are 2.5-point favorites against the presumptive favorites in the Eastern Conference headed into this NBA season, the Brooklyn Nets. Do you watch much NBA? I don't know if I've ever really asked you that. Obviously, your close friend Nick Nurse is with the Toronto Raptors, but how much NBA do you consume, Coach?
I'm a playoff guy, Cole, so I watch it in the playoffs, and I'll catch Toronto once in a while. But no, I'm watching every night. I'm watching an NCAA team, whether it's the Valley, Big Ten, or Big 12, getting ready for future broadcast. I don't have the luxury that you do as a radio host to watch leisurely NBA games.
Well, you know what you got to do is you got to drag a second television into the living room. Now, I'm guessing your better half is probably not going to be too keen on that.
Well, I live solo, dude, so I can do what I want here. This is a man cave house.
Well, come on, man. Get with the times, Coach. You got to have more than one screen in the room. That's how you get away with that. You got Iowa State or UNI on one, and then you got to have your NBA game on the other one. You got to watch my Bulls, man. They're good basketball. They play defense.
Well, I couldn't watch Iowa State Kansas last night because I was on the Indiana State Northern Iowa game. So that's kind of what happened. So I'll be watching Missouri State tonight. Be watching the Bulldogs tonight.
Yep.
A lot of bad games.
Yeah, and wow, that game last night. I tweeted at one point that it fried my brain. Like, just when you thought it was going one way, then it's going back the other way, then it's going back the other way, then it ends up in overtime. Noah Carter was outstanding. I thought that was it Cameron Hayes from Indiana State. He was great. What a game. But, I mean, where do you even start to talk about what took place at McLeod Center last night?
Well, I came up with this one. There's two things that were going for Indiana State. What Nick Saban calls is the rat poison. The fact that the Panthers thought that Indiana State was coming in with seven players. Now, one kid he played a total of 4 minutes, Peterson, number two for Indiana State. The whole year he played a total of 4 minutes, and he's their seventh man. And, of course, the other kid, Tucker Darren, their other guy came off the bench, Oregon State transfer. He didn't produce much either. So, you know, the rat poison theme came in. And the other one is Allen Iverson. Remember that story? Practice, man. We're talking about practice. This Indiana State team did not practice, so is practice overrated? And the same thing happened with Stanford beating Southern Cal last night. Stanford hadn't practiced, and they beat one of the last undefeateds in Southern Cal. So I'm with Allen Iverson. Practice, man. Practice.
I love that clip. I was at an impressionable age when I saw that one. So I'm sure my high school basketball coach could probably could back me up on that I was a little too influenced by Allen Iverson saying what he had to say about practice. But, Coach, just to kind of dig in on UNI's win last night, they didn't play very good defense at all, and they're still able to get a win. It's pretty obvious when this UNI team shows up and plays defense, they've got a really good chance of winning. When they show up and they don't play defense, they've still got a pretty okay shot of winning. And when Noah Carter continues to produce the way he has, that plays a big part kind of in that paradigm.
Well, he's become the second scorer, Noah Carter, for the Panthers behind A.J. Green, a guy that has become very dependable and getting you some points. And, you know, he's guarding Bideman now. He did a good job on Gates Prim at Missouri State. Prim probably the best true post in the league. Now, I'll say this, and I think I might have texted this to you. You know, if you can Northern Iowa can win playing different styles. They had to come out in the second half and go man-to-man full-court pressure to up the tempo and take Indiana State out of their offensive rhythm because they were getting shredded. The Panthers were getting shredded in the first half. Their defense was. So it's something to be said that you can play different styles and win a game. And second thing, Cole, if you're going to win a championship, you got to always win one or two games you shouldn't. And that was a game that the Panthers should not have won last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ben Jacobson said as much. Do you want to get into this fight on air about what the starting lineup should be, or should we leave that on a text message?
Bring it on, dude. Bring it on. Because I'm looking at Bowen Bourne. I got my ammo.
What was that again?
Bowen Bourne, the last two games, he's got 8 assists and 1 turnover.
And you can tell Ben Jacobson likes him, the way he's been using him. He's getting healthier. I like the idea of Titan Anderson. That guy is instant energy. He gains you an extra probably possession and a half on average in the games that he's played, especially if you extrapolated it out over, you know, 40 minutes. I like that energy he could bring. I don't know if either of us are necessarily right or wrong, but I kind of see him in that role where you start him, and he might only play 9 minutes. He might play 19. He might play 29, and he'll give you everything he's got, however long you got him out there.
Here's my question for you, though, Cole. If you start him, you don't have that energy coming off the bench, which can change the complexion of a game. That will be gone. So, and I'm not so sure if you start him, that energy that he comes in with is still going to be there as a starter. That would be my argument against Titan Anderson. But I think there's a great role for him. And as Ben Jason has said, this team has really developed some depth with Anderson, a healthy Bourne. They got some good minutes out of Kimmins also. And, you know, Fife and Cole Henry giving what they can.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that rotation continues to play out, because you can tell that, you know, it's headed in the right direction. At this point, it's just about fine-tuning it. Elsewhere in the Valley tonight, you mentioned Drake taking on Illinois State. You know, the Redbirds coach, I think they've been better. They've exceeded expectations to this point. And Antonio Reeves, folks are going, who is Antonio Reeves? Well, you know, for A.J. Green being a previous Larry Bird Trophy winner in the Valley, Antonio Reeves is probably at the top of the bird watch right now, averaging a little over 21 points per game. What can you tell us about this matchup and how Reeves could, you know, maybe come to the Knapp Center and play spoiler tonight?
Well, Reeves played in the shadow of D.J. Horn last year, and Horn got the transfer portal. I think he ended up at Arizona State. I can tell you this, Dan Muller was kind of, don't let the door hit you on the way out. He was glad to have that kid gone. Well, Reeves has shown his absence, and the other guy they got, Cy Chapman, transferred from UMass. This kid is leading the league in block shots. He is a physical specimen. But I don't know how many players the Redbirds are going to have tonight, Drake, because they've got some guys missing because of COVID also. So I don't know if they're going to have a full roster. And that's the thing about this COVID. We didn't know who Indiana State was going to bring until we were at shoot-around at noon yesterday. We didn't know if Cooper Neese was going to play or not. And that's kind of tough when you're doing your graphics for the game. Like, who are you going to highlight? Is this guy going to play or not? So it's kind of that way. And I say it's just as hard with the scouting report, because you're not sure who the other team's going to put out there. And I think that's part of that rat poison that we talked about, that you can get caught up in eating or drinking or whatever Coach Saban said you do it.
Yeah, no doubt. How about Roman Penn, the talented Drake point guard? He's playing through that injury. What do we know about how things are, you know, likely to challenge him the rest of the season with that?
Well, and what I understand is the injury, you know, the broken foot, they had gone play with it. So I don't know if it's a stress fracture issue or what it is, but, you know, certainly he's not the player he was last year when he was competing with Cameron Krutwig for player of the year before he had that broken foot. So kind of feel bad for Drake and Roman, because we're seeing that throughout the league. You know, Austin Fife, that's a sad story. That poor kid would love to go out there and play 30 minutes, but he just can't do it. I think Penn may be in the same boat. How many minutes can Darren DeVries use Penn tonight? But I think this, if Illinois State is healthy, but I don't think they are, I call them a dangerous team in the Valley, because I've seen them practice. I don't know if you watch against Wisconsin. They were down 20 at Wisconsin, the same Badger team that beat up the Hawks. And Illinois State came back and tied that game and put it in overtime. They've got some talent.
All right, the Iowa State Cyclones lose by one at Allen Fieldhouse last night. And, of course, leave it up to referees at Allen Fieldhouse to absolutely miss a goaltending on Kansas with 1:48 left in the game. Obviously, there's plenty of possessions left in that game, and Isaiah Brockettine had a jumper that he hit with 16 seconds, and then DeJuan Harris turns around and gets the game winning layup with 4 seconds left, Coach. It was an instant classic, really, last night. But, man, these Cyclones, they're 1-3 in Big 12 play, and you're like, man, that's probably not a very good team. No, they're a really good team. The Big 12 is incredible.
Oh, I agree with you on that. The Big 12 is a gauntlet, because you look at the schedule of Iowa State in January, I think they're playing 5 of their 9 opponents ranked top 25, and then you got Tech just went in and beat Baylor at Baylor last night. And let me ask you this, Cole, that goaltending, I did see that clip of the goaltending. Was that a reviewable call or not? It's under the 2-minute mark, because there's a new rule about reviewing goaltending.
Yeah, from what I saw on Twitter, which is never wrong, that's a reviewable a reviewable thing. So they didn't, and it shocked me. But you know, you got to play a little bit better defense. I'm sure that's what Coach Otzelberger would say. But if I'm a Cyclone fan at this point, I'm already doing the math, Coach. I'm going, can 8-10 in Big 12 play? Can that be good enough? Be 20-10? I think in the Big 12, if you end the season 20-10, you get into the NCAA tournament. I don't think the Cyclones, given what they did in non-conference play, even have to go 500 in the Big 12.
Well, that's a great point. I think you're right with the metrics, and you know, if you got to look at the net and those types of things, they're going to come down. We hear quad one, quad two all the time, but yeah, you know, they got wins: Xavier, Memphis, neutral courts, that stomping of Iowa. They win at Creighton. I think you're right, and they're going to pick up, you know, a couple more wins here in Big 12 play, but I think 8-10, that's a great point. As strong as that league is, that gets you in.
All right.
But this team, when you watch this team, though, they're going to run out of gas. They don't have enough offensive firepower when they go through this gauntlet of the Big 12. That's my concern for the Cyclones.
I think that's a great point. You know, what does this team look like in early, mid-February? That's something you got to keep an eye on. The Iowa Hawkeyes, they take on a really good Indiana team tomorrow night with first-year coach Mike Woodson. It continues to be a conversation with these Hawkeyes about rebounding and defense. They don't. Philip Rabracha is a good player, but they don't have a five-man coach. Coach Lehman,
Colbert, they were going to get exposed tomorrow night because you've got Trace Jackson Davis, and the guy that scares me even more is that other dude that played from Race Thompson. Those guys are animals on the glass. What Indiana does well, they defend and rebound at both ends of the thing that Iowa struggles at. And I tell you what, this is a huge game for the Hawks because if they lose this one at home, I don't think they can finish in the top half of the Big Ten.
And in that case, maybe best case scenario is the NIT. They're not – the Big Ten to me, Coach, I'm not – people are going to say I'm taking a shot here, but the Big Ten is not where the Big 12's at.
No, it's not, but if you look at the metrics, they're saying the Big Ten is the second-best league after the Big 12. So what's going to help the Hawks? And this is another team that may get in at, they play a 20-game schedule, 9-11 may get them in, but they got to get some wins. No, their net is pretty strong right now, but they have to protect home court, and they're coming against a team. Their weakness for the Hawks is ability to rebound, and if you watch Indiana play, they got two beasts in the front line. This isn't trying to guard Johnny Davis. This is two men up front that are going to just pound the window for the Hoosiers.
Well, Hawkeye fans are probably making other plans for tomorrow night after that analysis and preview of that one, Coach. But as always, go ahead.
Thing about Indiana, they have not won on the road. So that is one thing that's interesting about this team. Okay. Their losses are at Wisconsin, at Purdue, and their one win was over Maryland. So I think it's a big game for both these teams.
All right. I guess I'll tune in. You talked me into it. Coach Lehman, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And we'll catch up again soon. Take care.
All right, buddy. Always a fun time texting starting lineups back and forth.
Yeah, don't hesitate, because I'll fire one back. You know it.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.
You too. Coach Lehman, college basketball television analyst, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Radio Iowa Sports coming up here in this break with Todd Kim on the other side. We go from talking college hoops to high school hoops. Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl joins us next. Wolverines, number one in Class 2A. You're listening to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim.
Presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. The Goblet has dropped. Download it. Must be 21.
Two of the highest scoring teams in the Missouri Valley Conference collide tonight in Des Moines when Drake hosts Illinois State. The Bulldogs are 2-1 in the Valley, 11-5 overall, and Coach Darren DeVries says the Redbirds will want to push the tempo. They've been on a COVID pause since January 2nd.
Yeah, they're playing really well. I love how they play on offense and the pace they play at. It's really fun to watch.
Last night in college basketball action, Iowa State came up short in an upset bid at 9th-ranked Kansas. A DeJuan Harris basket with 7 seconds remaining was the game winner as the Jayhawks edged the 15th-ranked Cyclone 62-61. And UNI claimed its 4th consecutive victory. The Panthers beat Indiana State 80-74 in overtime. This is Radio Iowa.
I'm Tiffany.
I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FAST for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FAST for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FAST.
My name is Anna. I live in Cedar Falls. I was in a severe car accident. The driver did not have car insurance. I was actually severely injured. I had a lot of hospital bills that needed to be paid. I was a single mom. I called Balkirkin Home. Ishan came and saw me while I was actually in the hospital. He explained everything thoroughly and how we were gonna get compensated. Ishan really seemed like he genuinely cared about me and not just getting compensation for himself.
When a car or motorcycle accident injures you or your loved ones, you need a strong team of attorneys to protect your rights. Balkirkin Holm has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Balkirkin Holm are your local injury attorneys providing personalized representation at the highest level. For a free consultation, visit balkirkholm.com.
I would highly recommend Balkirkin Holm.
Balkirkin Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
I am very, very grateful.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. We were talking college hoops in the last segment. We're talking high school hoops now, and we go just a little west of the Shirley Street studio today. We are connected with Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl. If you recall, the Wolverines are the defending state champions in Class 2A, and they are atop Class 2A right now in the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union poll at number one. They've got some company in the North Iowa Cedar League as Denver is number two in that poll right now. We'll talk about that, among many other things, with Coach Dahl. Coach, thanks so much for the time today. Happy New Year. Hope you're well.
Hey, Cole, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing very good, and I hope you're doing as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Let's just jump in to the action last night. Your team gets a 55-22 win at home against Wapsie Valley, and I understand people are probably looking at games on paper and going, this should be an easy one, that should be an easy one, but if I know you at all, you're watching your team with a keen eye. What did you like most about taking care of business in that win against Wapsie last night?
Yeah, you know, every game, it seems like that in the NICL, East, West, the Central Pods, you know, they're in pods now, is really tough. And Wapsie Valley is very, they get after very hard. And so, you know, we had our hands full with them. They're a much improved team. They were 7-6 coming into the game. And I just, you know, like the way our girls go about taking care of business, that, you know, We take it one game at a time. I don't like to use the coach's cliche there, but we take it one game at a time seriously. And you know, they're, like I said, they're a much improved team. And you know, it starts for us always on the defensive side.
let's back up before the season began, Coach Dahl. What were your biggest thoughts or questions that were front of mind for your team headed into a season where you knew they would have their target on their backs as the defending state champs?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of pieces back from that state championship team from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the probably the biggest loss was the foreign exchange student, Paula Gonzalez. And so, but we knew that we had capable personnel able to step in and people that work hard. And Camille Lanfair is one of those girls that stepped right into the starting lineup there. And then we have Jaden Peterson and Martin Bixby backing that up, you know, with our, and Taylor Haynes also with our post position. So, you know, it wasn't, we have really good personnel. We're different, a little bit different. We're more of a full court scrappy, you know, type of team as opposed to maybe not as quite as long, but you know, either way, it's pretty effective. Just to go along with the rest of the girls, Sophia Hoffman and Taylor Qualley and Ellery Knock and Peyton Peterson were all starters on that team from last year. So, you know, you put in Camille, which, you know, she was part of our three-headed monster with Lanfair and Hoffman,
mm-hmm.
and it made it pretty fun for us.
That the biggest change with this team is that you're playing. Is that more full court defense? Is it being more of a up and down team offensively? It seemed like you touched on it a little bit there, Bruce, in terms of what may have changed from last year's team, because like you mentioned, that you brought so much back.
Right. I would say that we get up and down the court a lot faster, and it is a full court, definitely a full court game. I mean, we don't want our opponent to get comfortable at any point in time, but you know, Paula was 5'10", and but, you know, Camille, you know, stepping in with Hoffman and Kowali and the other group, we're definitely have a lot of speed, and we close out fast and are able to get to point A, B, you know, pretty fast. So I would definitely say that we're more of a run and gun, full court pressing team. Last year, you know, I think we kind of ran when we wanted to run. We kind of slowed it down when we wanted to slow it down. But it's just constant ball pressure this year.
Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. As I mentioned, the Wolverines ranked number one in Class 2A, 10-1 overall this season, 3-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League Central Pod. Let's talk about some of your most highly productive players. You mentioned some of them already, Coach, but your sophomore forward Peyton Peterson is following up what was an outstanding freshman year last year with another highly productive season as a sophomore, roughly 16 points, 8 rebounds, about 3.5 steals per game. What can you tell us about how Peyton's game has grown from freshman to sophomore year and what she continues to do to produce at such a high level?
Yeah, you know, teams are obviously paying more attention to her than last year. She was not a surprise to anyone, but she is, you know, putting up huge numbers, so that does draw a lot of attention. And so she has to find ways to get open, and she does what she does for her team. If she takes two people with her, that just leaves somebody open. And so we've had more people probably open because of her, but definitely we want to get her the ball. So she's had to work harder trying to get the ball, and we have to set her up too. And, you know, when you have, you know, a couple hours of practice in high school, or now it's down to an hour and a half basically, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get somebody the ball in practice, you know, it takes a lot of work and time. And, you know, credit to all of our girls that, you know, they just buy into the defense part first. And so that kind of makes, you know, the offense for us, like, come a little bit easier. So, you know, and then you talk about the other girls. You know, my wife is always trying to be like, you know, what's – I can't think of the best way to describe your girls. There's like a pack of rabid piranhas, she said. I mean, just, it kind of all came out like that. And just, they're just so tenacious, and they just keep coming at you. And believe me, I mean, as a coach, you know, having those types of athletes that are just come at you and are relentless, and you know, they really earn the name of a piranha, that's for sure.
And hearing you say that, it makes me think, I think anyone could really connect with this in most sports, whatever sport they might have played, that there was always a team, or maybe in a certain year, more than one team where you just knew when you were lacing it up against them, it was going to be annoying. You were not going to be comfortable it sounds like taking teams out of their comfort zone is kind of at the top of the list for your Wolverines.
Yeah, very much so. Sophia Hoffman, Taylor Kowale, and Camille Lanfair there at the guard spot. They make people so nervous just getting after it defensively and so quick. And you know, we like to I say this, you know, there's a difference between scrappy basketball and crappy basketball. And we really, you know, are trying to be scrappy and dive and get after it and not reach and not put our hands on people. You know, we want to play basketball the right way. And so, but, you know, and, you know, Ellery Knox, a shot blocker, and Peyton Peterson has height too. So, and then Jaden Peterson and Marn Bixby and Taylor Haynes, they come off the bench for us, and that's a nice luxury we have. And then I just like to mention Whitney Waters and Lily Bennett. They're two girls that are seniors, along with those group of girls that have done a great job leading. And Whitney Waters does a good job shooting threes and that. So, and I'll also say that our AD did a heck of a job getting a schedule for us put together. We've already played number 5 center pointer Banda, number 2 Grundy Center at the time, and then we got number 2 Denver coming up. We played number 11 AP, and that's just to go along with all the great teams that are in our conference. And then we've had scrimmages with West Waterloo, Iowa City West. So we have really gone after the competition, and we look forward to Story City and Bishop Garrigan, who's ranked number 10 in 3A and number 2 in 1A, respectively. You know, wow. So we put together a great schedule, and you know, we're just having fun as a group, and just letting the chips fall where they may. And we know that there are expectations, but these girls don't really, you know, they really do. They just kind of show up for practice and are, you know, ready to go.
Coach, you can't come on the show and tell us that you played a scrimmage against Waterloo West and then not give us a few more details. I mean, come on, spill it.
Well, that was back in November.
Yeah, sure, Coach Pappas,
I have played, and so I coached at AGWSR like for 7 years and came to Dyke New Hartford. This is my 11th year. So I've gone over and played West, I don't know how many years. It's been like 15 years in a row, and it's physical. It's tough. I mean, it really is something. Everybody's like, oh, we got West again, you know, because it's just like they're so physical, and you have to really jump. You have to really secure the ball. And I just love it. I love it because it just makes it better. You know, as far as details, you know, we don't keep score. I think there's a score from last year on YouTube. I think we raced out, and then they end up catching us and then pulled ahead. But I told them every year, the first 15 minutes, let's just concentrate on the first 15 minutes of that scrimmage with West and see what we can do. You know, after that, they just kind of wear us out. And, you know, and there is a difference between, you know, 5A schools and smaller schools as far as, you know, it's just a much more physical game in 5A than it is in 2A and 1A. And, you know, those things can wear on you.
What could you tell us about going to Denver, getting a win over the Cyclones back on December 7th, that was an 18-point win. And then less than a week later, you go to Center Point, and you drop that game by 3 points, 45-42. What sticks out about those two games?
Well, the one for Denver, you know, obviously they're in our pod, and so you're thinking conference first. And then you're thinking regionals, too, this whole time because, you know, top 8 teams, they spread out. So, you know, the Denver game, it was just a matter of us looking back. I thought we did a great job with our full court press and getting extra possessions and taking extra possessions away from them. Mm-hmm. You know, so they obviously have, we went up and scouted them when they played down that rivalry Saturday, and they played North Lynn and they beat North Lynn. So they totally have our attention. We totally have a lot of respect for them and their personnel and the players that they put on the court. And so, you know, I expect that there'll be a heck of a game come Tuesday when we play them. And then the Center Point Urbana game, that was also a very physical. I don't think I've ever been involved in such a highly talented physical game of teams. They have a girl that's going to the Goebbels girls. She's going to UNI, and you know, with our girls. And it was just they got people that can handle the ball. We got people that can handle the ball. We're really physical. They were really physical. You know, they were trying to, you know, break us down, and we were trying to break them down. And it was just, you know, it came down to one possession. and we had the ball last. And so this didn't quite work out, but I know that we're a better team for it. You know, you can, and that's just it. Just like I said, the NICL is a very good basketball conference.
It absolutely is. And, Coach, really appreciated your time today and being able to learn about your club. It's crazy to think that we're already at the halfway point of the high school basketball season. So, like I said, thanks so much for telling us about your top-ranked Wolverines. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the season, and we'll have to catch up again.
You bet. I appreciate you inviting me on.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The verdict is in, and Joe Judge is out in New York. The Giants fired their head coach Tuesday after a 10-23 record in two seasons. The Giants are also looking for a new general manager after the retirement of Dave Gettleman on Monday. The team says they'll hire a new GM first before beginning a coaching search. Meantime, another fired head coach may not be out of work for long. Brian Flores received an interview request from the Bears for their open head coaching job just one day after his surprise dismissal by the Dolphins. Chicago is also requesting interviews with Bucs coordinators Byron Leftwich and Todd Bowles and Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. Quinn is a hot candidate on the market. He also received interview requests from the Broncos, Dolphins, and Jags. For an up-to-the-minute list of which teams are interviewing which coaches, make sure to check out NFL.com. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local one-hour heating and air conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The New York Giants are a proud franchise, but they've missed the playoffs in 9 of their last 10 seasons. Yesterday, the Giants parted ways with head coach Joe Judge. He led the team to 10-23 record in his two seasons in New York. But despite their recent issues, the Giants could be an attractive opening for a coach. Hiring a new GM, New York is a major market. The team will have multiple first-round picks this offseason. Now, the roster isn't great. They don't have a franchise quarterback and rank amongst the bottom half in the NFL and available cap space. But it is a clean slate. The next coach shouldn't be expected to win right away. Ownership needs to be patient. There's a lot of work to do in New York, but that's always the case when there's a coaching vacancy. Hopefully the Giants will make a wise decision after a series of mistakes over the last decade. Because if the New York Giants don't, they will continue to disappoint, no matter who that new head coach and GM are. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Psst. Hey, it's me, your dream. What happened, man? We used to be tight. I say it's time we get back together. You and me, your dream, living the van life in a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could start a business. Or build a log cabin. Whatever you want. It's a Mercedes-Benz van, so it's chock full of innovative safety features. All I'm saying is don't forget about me. I mean, I am your lifelong dream. So what do you say? Let's head to the Mercedes-Benz Vans dealership and get that Sprinter.
This is the home of Cole & Company. For the ride home, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
That's a Turn It Up song right there. Welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. I want to thank college basketball television analyst Kevin Lehman and Dyke New Hartford high school girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl for joining today's show. Hey, this hockey season, give an assist to local charities, contribute to the 1650 campaign. It's presented by Slumberland Furniture, the Waterloo Blackhawks, and us here at The Fan. Each month, we tell the story of a different Cedar Valley organization doing good in the community and ask for donations of $16.50 or whatever you can spare at waterlooblackhawks.com. This month's featured organization is the Cedar Bend Humane Society. Your donations will help find loving homes for hundreds of dogs, cats, and other critters in 2022. For more information, you can visit 1650thefan.com or WaterlooBlackhawks.com. Big East basketball coming up tonight. UConn at St. John's. Coverage begins at 7:15.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.